As more parents are looking for ways to protect their children while they're at school, some are resorting to putting bulletproof panels into their children's backpacks. A North Carolina-based company is one of many manufacturers of these panels, and it's seen an uptick in sales following the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people in February. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has the story.
Frank Stewart is the CEO of Premier Body Armor, a company that manufactures bulletproof protective gear for law enforcement.
It just zips up. It weighs just a little over a pound.
But what he's describing now is a product he has started selling to civilians, bulletproof backpack panels.
We didn't get in business to sell panels to kids. This just so happened to be something that took a life of its own.
Stewart started manufacturing the panels a year ago for policemen to carry off duty. Stewart says shortly after, they started buying them for their kids' backpacks. When the mass shooting at a school in Parkland, Florida killed 17 people on Valentine's Day, demand for the panel increased. Stewart says he sold at least 300 panels in the month of February alone.
If you have this panel in your backpack and you get shot, your chances of surviving increase exponentially.
The panels are less than a quarter inch thick and are made out of Kevlar, the same material in bulletproof vests for law enforcement. According to Stewart, the panel is graded a level 3A, meaning it protects the wearer against bullets from handguns up to a .44 Magnum. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes and range in price from about $150 to $174. The panel is not certified by the National Institute of Justice, which is a division of the Department of Justice that tests protection gear for law enforcement. The NIJ said in a statement last month that it has never tested nor certified bulletproof backpacks or panels. It is only approved body armor for law enforcement. The panel also doesn't protect against high-powered rifles like an AR-15, the weapon used in the last three deadly mass shootings. Stewart also manufactures a steel-plated panel that he says would protect from high-capacity weapons, but he doesn't market them as backpack panels.
It's just 7 pounds. It's heavy.
Stewart demonstrated the effectiveness of the Kevlar backpack panel in person at his personal shooting range. He had a friend shoot the panel with a 9mm handgun from 15 feet away.
Let's pull the panel out. So you can see he hit it right here. As you can see, nothing in the back.
Right? So where are the bullets?
They're inside.
He cut the panel open to reveal 12 layers of Kevlar inside. The bullets only penetrated the first 5 layers, leaving the last 7 completely untouched. Premier Body Armor isn't the only company that's seen an uptick in sales. ShotStop Ballistics, based in Ohio, sells an array of personal protective gear, including bulletproof backpack panels. Matt White, the marketing director for ShotStop Ballistics, says he's been bombarded by customers interested in buying his product since the Parkland shooting.
Probably a 150 to 200% increase in what we have sold in the last 30 days or so.
White says customers are constantly asking for gear to protect their children from high-capacity weapons, and ShotStop is trying to meet that demand with a new type of panel.
It'll weigh just over 2 pounds and will be rifle protection, so it'll stop the AR-15, and AK-47, and some others.
He says the panel will be made out of Duridium, ShotStop's patented material that's similar to Kevlar. They are working to roll out the new product in the next few months. Tina Nichols is the owner of Nichols Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina, a distributor of the Premier Body Armor products. They mainly sell body armor to local law enforcement, but Nichols herself began pushing the Kevlar backpack panels to civilians at the beginning of this year. She too says she's seen a dramatic uptick in sales since Parkland. She says she's had anxious parents come from all over to get a panel.
We've had one person drive 130 miles, bring in his wife, who is a teacher, and his children to come in with their backpacks to properly fit them.
She says she pushes the panel to parents who come into the store. Nichols is a mother herself.
Excuse me if I get upset, but you know you never want your child to be involved in anything like that. But it could get them to the hospital to have a chance to live.
She put a panel in her youngest daughter Taylor's backpack. Taylor is in sixth grade and has been trained on how to use the panel to defend herself.
They're trained active shooting, run, hide, fight. So if she's running, this goes on her back. If she's having to face it, fight it, it goes on her front part to protect her major organs here.
George Ake is a psychologist and associate professor at Duke University who specializes in child trauma. Ake says he doesn't know exactly what's driving parents to buy these backpack panels.
My best guess at this point is that it's an attempt for parents to really think about what do they have control of and how can they help increase the likelihood that their kids will be safe when they go to school.
That's Tammy Lawson's reason. She's a mother from Cherryville, North Carolina. Her son is in sixth grade, and she put a panel in his backpack.
It makes me feel just a little bit better knowing he's got some type of protection.
Lawson says she knows the panel doesn't protect from an AR-15. When asked if that in any way deterred her from purchasing the panel, she said,
"No, not at all. Honestly, I feel like if anything, even if it helps any at all, I can only shield him with God and the few things I can send him to school with."
Lawson says to her, protection is protection. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.